This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hello! Welcome to Mere Exposure with me, Jelly Denniston. You are listening to Leeds Student Radio. I'm going to thank Charlie Ramage for coming on with me last week. It was his first time on the radio, and then he went on again today, so he was quite the happy boy. He made it very fun for me. So thanks, Charlie, and thanks for all your fantastic music choices. This week, I am once again flying solo. It's how I like it. It's the way I roll. This is a cracker of a show for me, partly because I couldn't decide whether or not to do it. I'm going to make it sound like when you hear what this is, it's really not a big deal. But I'm basically going to play every single track off the Japanese House's EP, Pools to Bathe In, which came out on Monday, because it's like I really can't get my head around why I think it's it's insane, but it's really, really like struck me, and I think it's one of the best pieces of music as an EP that I've heard in such a long time. It's so like, if I had to compare it to anything, which I hate doing, it's kind of incomparable to anything else, but it's a tiny bit Imogen Heapy, I guess. Well, no, it's quite Imogen Heapy, but it's just absolutely amazing. And this girl Amber Bain is 19, she's from London, and she's just absolutely like smashing it for the kind of scale of music and emotion that is coming out of these songs. You can't be that developed and stuff at 19, but she sounds like she's been around the block. She sounds like she's been around for ages and like really been through the wars and stuff like that. And it's just amazing to hear this kind of music coming out of someone so young. So I'm going to play all four of them along with lots of other stuff as well. But this is Pools to Bathe In by the Japanese House.
Craving what I bathed in.
It's just really something else, isn't it? And at the bit, it's so, like, it's so full at points, and then it goes so minimal where it's almost absolutely nothing is going on, and it's kind of unsettling in a weird way. But yeah, wow. Okay, so that's the first Japanese house track that I'm going to play. That one was called Pools to Bathe In. Next up is from a live five piece, but kind of headed by these two lovely ladies, and they are together Nimmo. So the two lead girls are called Sarah Nimmo and Reva Gauntlet, and they used to be Nimmo and the Gauntlets, but now they're just Nimmo. So I wonder what happened there. I wonder whether they had a cheeky fight over whose name got to be the name of the band. But yeah, anyway, they're like, at first they seem kind of like when I first came across them, I was like, oh, I'm not really sure, kind of like a standard indie duo. But actually, not that there's anything wrong with that, but they feel like a lot more than that. They're kind of like dark, disco-y pop, and yeah, they're just really great. And they are signed to Columbia. They're still quite new. They're still kind of gathering their following at the moment, but I think they're going to be really big. They are playing it live at Leeds if you are going, and if you're not, you should be, because it's only £27 for so much amazing live music. That's, you get to see so many people on the bill that I think are going to be really, really huge, and so many people that I haven't heard of yet that probably will be huge. It's a really great festival for kind of bringing out people who no one really knows anything about yet. So yeah, go and catch Nimmo at Live at Leeds this weekend if you like this song. This is Jaded.
We'll be right back.
That was Nimmo with Jaded. If you like that, go and check out as well Others by them, which is an absolutely great track. I absolutely love the texture of the main, whichever girl sings Moore's voice, and then the harmony, their voices work so well together. So it's quite a skill finding two voices that blend really well together, and theirs really, really do. The next track I want to play is another Live at Leeds lady. This one's from Sophie Jameson, and I actually saw Sophie Jameson supporting Marika Hackman, and that's how I found out about her. I didn't know anything about her at all, and I turned up to the gig, and she was the support, and I was so blown away by her. Like, she really, really nailed it. It was really great. Very dark, which I guess as is Marika, and it was just a really, really well put together, lead up to Marika Hackman at least. Yeah, and so then Sophie Jameson's playing live at Leeds as well, and hopefully we will have an interview with her for you guys to listen to, because I think she's definitely one to watch. This track is called Stain, and it is from her latest EP, it's her latest single, which also includes a track called Other as well. Well, everyone's loving the tracks called Other today, so have a listen to this. This is Stain by Sophie Jameson.
Thank you.
That was Sophie Jameson and Stain. Slightly changing the mood with the next one. That was very, very, very sad and slow, whereas this next one is a bit more rocky. It's actually not a genre that I play very much on this show, which is bad from me, because the whole point of the show is mere exposure, and it's meant to be anyone, anything, any genre that I don't feel gets enough airplay. So yeah, slap on the wrist for me. But anyway, just reflecting on my own shortcomings there for a while. But this band is called Interpol, and they've been around for ages and ages and ages. But as I said, it's not exactly a genre that I'm particularly wised up to. But I've recently had to be looking into it a bit more, and so I've come across these guys. And they are signed to Matador Records, or at least their most recent album has been released by Matador Records. And it actually got, so it's called, it's their fifth album that they've done. They've been around since like 1997. And it got really, really slated. And maybe it's because if you're like a huge, huge fan of them, and you've watched their progression, you feel like they've sold out or whatever, I don't know. But because having not known much about them until this album, I think they're smashing it, and I think it's really great, and it seems to me like a really great embodiment of what the genre they're trying to achieve is. But it didn't from kind of hardcore Interpol fans, it didn't seem to get such a great reception, or at least from what I could see. But I may be speaking out of turn there, but I think this is great. This is Interpol, My Desire. Have a see what you think. We'll be right back.
never so brief. A kick in the teeth. Oh, and how it burns. Because I know how to breathe. I'm never so
it's all now. Coming up and
hello and welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You are listening to Mere Exposure with Jelly Denniston. That was Dutch Uncles, In and Out. Before that was my absolute favourite thing of all time, the Japanese House with Teeth. And I think if I were pushed, which no one is pushing me to do, so I don't know why I'm saying it, but to say a favourite, it would be that one of the EP. But they're all pretty high up in my life and dreams. Anyway, I have actually listened to them, to the EP so much that I keep waking up in the middle of the night and being like, why on earth am I awake? Like, I was really tired, I don't know why. And then hearing the songs go through my head, and that's, and I realise it's because they're stuck in my head and they're actively waking me up, which is, I can't tell whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm going to go with a good thing. Anyway, after Teeth, we had Dutch Uncles, who are also playing it live at Leeds. They are headlining at Leeds Town Hall, I think, at 7:15 p.m. on Saturday. So if you've got a ticket, go along to them, because if anything, just to see the front man's dance moves, they are really quite something else. As Emma and I were discussing on her show on Sunday, his hips do not lie. Next, another change, and a bit more rocky again. This is from a band called Algiers, and they're kind of like haunting gospel. It's an acquired taste, this track, but I think it's really great. And their debut album comes out in March? No, June. Sorry, March. We've been through March. Yeah, it's not out yet. It comes out in June. So if you like this, you should go and give it a pre-order, because there's a lot more great stuff to come from these guys. This is Algiers and Black Eunuch.
bit of a weird one, but I for one like it a lot. It is really, really quite gospel-y. But I think it's really sick, and I've been listening to a lot more of them recently. So I'm looking forward to the album, which comes out in June. Next, definitely a bit of a contrast from that, but that's what the show's all about. We have the lovely Tobias Gesso Jr., who again is at Live at Leeds. I don't know if you're beginning to see a bit of a pattern here, but he is definitely worth going to see. His debut album, Goon, came out in March, and he kind of reminds me of like those 70s piano players in America, like Randy Newman, etc. And if you're ready to have your heart broken, go and listen to the album. But even if you're not, go and listen to it, because it's blooming amazing. This is How Could You Babe by Tobias Gesso Jr.
So long, my only friend. I guess we gave it a try. And then I guess we tried again. I don't remember why. So lonely that I
chokes on the thread again. Fist in the bush, my arms as they roll away from your body, away from your skin. You see, that's my twin. She's standing outside and she's my next of kin. If only you knew what resided within. I won't let her in. That would be careless and crass. A chip on my chin.
It's just absolutely insane, isn't it? I just really, really can't get over it. That last track was Japanese House Sister. And it includes that lyric there where she's like, she feels like hell and I know because I've been. Hoo-wee! Just really gets straight into my bones. But yeah, so that we have one more Japanese House track to play. And then I've played the whole EP, which I hope you've all enjoyed, and thanks for bearing with me and indulging me on it. I really think it's so fantastic and deserves all the airplay it can get. Next track is from the Almighty Wild Beasts, who I've loved for so long, and this is off their most recent album. They confessed to being very influenced by Kate Bush, and I hadn't, when you just listen to them and you don't know that, I wouldn't have ever been like, oh yeah, that sounds so Kate Bushy, but as I can really hear it now that someone's told me that. So this is Mecca and by Wild Beasts.
Just a drop on the lips, and we're more than equipped. There's some thirst that gotta be quenched. Yeah, all we want is to feel that feeling again. We didn't reach it high, it was always inside. We just coaxed it from the place it would hide. We move in fear. Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Mere Exposure with Jelly Denniston. That track was called Mecca by Wild Beasts. This track is called Blood Flood Part 2 and it's by Alt J. You are back with Jelly Denniston and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. This has been Mere Exposure for the past hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I will leave you with the Japanese House still. This is the last one. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I will see you. Well, you, not see, it's radio. Woohoo! But tune in next week for some more exposure.
Too far to ever go back. You know I wouldn't give you up, but baby, I don't want that. It is you so hard to be so good. You know you keep so still. Maybe it's a kind of flag. Maybe it's the reason that I'm back. Maybe it's alright. Maybe I've always been this kind. Maybe it's too hard to scarred for this to work again. But you know I still wake up with you every morning like I'm still dead. Oh, she's running out again. I know you're over there. Something doesn't feel right. You know it's gotta feel.